This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Built for Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Tuesday morning. We've got Al Dukes back today after a number of days off, so everybody is here together on this Tuesday morning to commiserate about another really annoying night of New York baseball. And this was just a bad one for both teams, and you thought that the Yankees, when they come out to get out to a nice lead, that they're going to maybe coast with Max Fried on the mound. No, after being up 3-0, he gives it right back, and Giancarlo Stanton hits a home run to give him a 5-4 lead, and then the bullpen comes in and implodes again as Devin Williams put in a big spot and fails at a colossal level for what feels like the 1,000th time this year. And then the Mets come all the way back just to have Brett Beatty throw a ball away, and more sloppy baseball by them. And the offense did get going, but it felt like maybe too little too late. So, yeah, two more losses. Phillies win, so the Mets are now two games back in the loss column, a game and a half overall, and the Yankees just feel like even after getting out to a nice lead, not being able to win that game. Aaron Judge on the way back, though, so maybe that is the elixir. When you get the best player in baseball back, maybe that'll turn some things around. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Jay. How you doing? Yeah, I'm not happy this morning. I'm kind of both Yankee and Met fans. I'm damn a little bit annoyed watching what I'm watching. I'm not going to give up on either team. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that they should break them all up and fire the managers. I'm just going to say, let's see what happens in these last 49 games. Just like I said yesterday, let's see what happens in these last 50 games. But I got to tell you, you know, what I am sick and tired of, I don't know if it's analytics or it's just the way that baseball managers think. And, you know, last night was one of these situations for the Mets, at least. You know, Vientos has been hitting the ball, right? He's had a nice hitting streak and everything. But let's put Brett Beatty up there because of a righty-lefty situation. You know, could I understand lefty on lefty, you want to go to a righty? I get that because maybe
you get
it's
that
a little bit tougher. I get that, just like Jerry always gets it.
Yeah.
And then Beatty, of course, rolls over on a ball and hits, you know, gets out of an inning and lets the Guardians get out of an inning and then commits an error because he's now going to be in the field at third base.
Yep.
And I'm picking on him, I guess, because I just was so frustrated that, you know, this is the way Mendoza wanted to go with it. And I understand righty-lefty, righty-lefty, lefty-righty. I mean, it's ridiculous. But it's just like these games these two teams are losing are just so mind-numbing how they are losing them. And, you know, the Yankees super pen, as I want to say it was 6-0 on Friday night in Miami, and everybody's like all jacked up because they got the new pen, they got the new arms in there, they're hitting, Aaron Judge is coming back next week. And since that time, it has been just an absolute disaster for Devin Williams, for Bird. I mean, it's just been one thing after the next, the lousy base running, the terrible fielding, the lack of fundamentals. I mean, we've heard it over and over and over again. And it's just, it's so frustrating for fans like us and for fans out there that are listening to us. And I'm sure it's frustrating for each of these managers, because when they make decisions and I think they're making these decisions thinking that they're putting the guy in the best situation for them to be successful. And then when the guys don't or aren't successful, then they're frustrated and they don't have answers for it after the game either. So yeah. you either come through or you don't.
Mm.
You know, like, and I, you know, last night I'm sitting there in the eighth inning and I'm watching single, 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 single. It was amazing. And I'm like, okay, the Mets are coming back. They're getting back into this game. They end up tying it. Oh, let's take Vientos out of lineup. Let's put Beatty in. He rolls over on a ball right to second base. Boom, out, done. Now let's hit the ball to Beatty, and let's have him throw it out into right field.
Yeah, which felt like a routine play for a major leaguer.
100%.
I feel like we've seen too many of these from both of these teams, just routine plays and terrible situations for them. Obviously, this happens in the 10th and is the game-winning
play.
Right? Yeah, I mean, I know.
And I'm not saying that, you know, the Guardians wouldn't have scored anyway, because they would have had men on first and third, but my God.
Yeah.
I mean, these are plays that they're just basic plays. And,
yeah.
You know, and this comes after, like I said, him pinch hitting for Vientos. I don't know what to tell you, and it's like they both are now like in this losing mindset, and the only thing that's going to help them is they're going to need to bust out. And like I said, when they went on that seven game winning streak, the Mets in particular, I was like, they needed like a 10 game winning streak. Teams around them were doing that. And by the way, they're still very much in the midst of all this, even with Philadelphia doing what they're doing, even with Kyle Schwarber doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
They're right there. I mean, but it's just frustrating to watch them lose these games. Especially after, you know, it felt like when they went out and swept the Giants last week, okay, now they got themselves. And then they gave that game away to the Padres. And that's like the Yankees giving away games. It's just they're giving away games by mind-numbingly stupid plays.
Yeah, I mean, maybe this is too much of an odd comparison, because basketball and baseball are so different, and baseball teams get hot and all this stuff that you see. But, you know, it almost feels to me what we're watching with the Mets regular season is what we're watching with the Knicks regular season, which is we know how talented they are. They're winning. They're right there. But it doesn't feel like they're a great team right now. And
like
there's something
kicked it
off.
In. Like they right. haven't kicked it
there's
in.
There's just something off. I mean, and even, you know, they've had 2 6-game winning streaks and 1 7-game winning streak. And I maybe should feel better about them because of those things. But it just doesn't seem to sustain itself. You know, and ever since the Phillies got back in the mix and this back and forth thing that's been going on, it just, I haven't seen that special team that they could be. That we saw, you know, coming off of last year where everything felt so special all the time. You know, the comebacks and this and that and the vibes and the energy. It just doesn't have the same feel around it yet. But we know how good they are. They got a ton of good players. They got a massive payroll. The fans are showing up every single day. I mean, it's insanity. City Field has got a playoff atmosphere almost every single night, regardless of the opponent. But the team's just got just
and
a
by the
little
way,
off.
It's the same thing for the Yankees. It's the same thing. I mean, I don't necessarily know that the starting pitching is all that great for either team, but quite frankly, with the addition of what they've done with the bullpen, those things will even itself out. I'm not too worried about that. And, you know, what happened Friday night in Miami with those three relievers was just like one of the most amazing things I think I've ever seen, that three guys that you trade for give up 9 runs in 3 innings. Holy crap. That was monumental. That was a monumental failure. I mean, a disaster. And I don't, you know, you want to throw it at, you know, Aaron Boone's feet because you want to protect other arms in the bullpen. I don't know. They believe me, everybody's working in concert with one another. It's just not working right now, and it's certainly not consistent. So a lot of people are going to be angry. A lot of people are going to be frustrated. A lot of people tune into these games to be entertained. And unfortunately, it's been gut punch after gut punch for both teams over the last, you know, I would say month and a half.
Yeah, and one thing that Aaron Boone, I think, needs to stay away from now is Devin Williams in these high leverage situations. It's too much. It's been too much. It's been too long. He's never gone on an extended streak of looking like the guy he was last year. It's like that Pete Alonso home run turned him into a different player. He goes from that ending his season, essentially, last year to coming to the Yankees and then the facial hair thing and never felt right, gets off to a miserable start, almost like Edwin Diaz when he first got here, you know, straightened it out a little bit. But he is someone I don't know how you have any confidence in him. I mean, he's got to be more of like a sixth inning guy, you know, when the starter goes five, as opposed to, hey, he's going to go in the ninth with a one-run lead. Can't handle it.
Well, that's why they added Duvall and Bednar. Yeah, I mean, like, you have options now.
And Weaver's, you know.
And Weaver's another one. Yeah. So they have all sorts of options that they can turn to. It's not like when Edwin Diaz got here and the Mets were locked into him.
Yeah.
You know, and they even moved him out of the closer's role to settle him down. So there's nothing wrong with moving guys around and trying again to put them in situations where they can be somewhat successful. But, you know, if Devin Williams gives up a home run in the sixth, it's not as crushing as the bottom of the ninth. And that's the thing.
Right. You know, or the top of the ninth or the bottom of the eighth. You know, it's been like that the entire year. It's just got to be. He's got to be a guy who's not being put in those situations. Aaron Boone's got to give up on that one. He just has to. I mean, those are the type of things where it's not a huge shift. It's not something that's a tremendous shakeup. It's just something that's obvious. And now with Aaron Judge coming back, you know, they're going to have to figure out a way to put the best team out there without having the best players available, because you're not going to have Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge in the lineup together, because Aaron Judge is going to DH, which is just, you know, for a team that's struggling so much and they're not going to be able to put their best team out there and their best lineup out there, because they can't have Giancarlo Stanton in the field and Aaron Judge is not 100% to be able to be throwing the ball in the outfield, and they want to ease him in as a DH. Well, I mean, that sucks. I mean, it does.
You know, and right now we're watching the Brewers, the Red Sox, and the Padres all playing some of their best baseball. You know, those three teams right there are all playing some of their best baseball, while the Mets and the Yankees are basically treading water, if not worse.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, it is really frustrating. It's about as frustrating as it gets right now, because we know how much money has been invested. We know that the Yankees brought in seven new players at the trade deadline. That's ridiculous. That's unheard of. I mean, you usually bring in one or two guys. To bring in seven?
Yeah, I mean, but think about some of this. Like, you know, Max Fried, who was great in the beginning of the season, has not been that pitcher since. And, you know, yesterday, you know, we'll talk about Devin Williams. You know, we'll talk about Jake Bird. But, you know, the Yankees, who need Max Fried to be the stopper, you know, have this horrible series in Miami. He gets given a 3-run lead last night and then immediately gives it right back. I mean, that's a problem, too.
Which looked like a great signing the first 6 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
Is now looking like they all go through it. Very rarely are these pitchers, you know, going through, you know, 30 starts and they're going to be at the top of their game. They're going to have moments. Their arm's going to get tired. The ball's not going to be moving as much. And he might be in the middle of that right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, is Aaron Judge coming back going to be the elixir that makes this team a competitive team in their own division again, that they haven't been in such a long time, since feeling like the middle of June?
But now you got to sit down, Giancarlo Stanton.
I know, who hits this impressive line drive home run to give the Yankees a lead last night. I mean, there's no one more clutch in that lineup than him. I mean, it's true. I mean, he's got the best postseason numbers out of anybody.
Do you put him in the field?
They're not going to. So, I mean, they're just not.
I mean, the Yankees can be such a mess at times. Like, guys playing out of position, guys not being able to play a position. I don't know. You got to have both of these bats in the field, in the lineup, don't you?
I guess because it's a turf situation.
Oh my God!
This is what they said.
It's dirt and turf.
Don't get mad at me. Don't kill the messenger on this one. But I guess that they. You know, if it were grass, this were Yankee Stadium, and they weren't there with the turf.
You know, let me just go back about 30 years. All right,
yeah,
and just say you should see the turf we were playing on. I don't want to hear about it. Yeah. I just don't want to hear it. The guy
but this guy's a walking injury. You know?
I know, but, you know, he's a world-class athlete, supposedly a world-class athlete, and he's playing baseball.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I would throw him out there. I understand that he's always getting hurt, and it takes him forever to come back, but
Wasn't it 2 years ago they played him in left field and he actually played like a full game and things looked good and he was hitting the ball?
Yes.
And we all thought maybe he needs to play like be a real baseball player as opposed to a $30 million, I'm sitting my ass on the bench so I don't pull a hamstring player.
Yeah. I mean, for them to, they're in dire straits right now and...
God, it's got to be so frustrating.
I mean, to me, it's like throw him out there. If he gets hurt, he gets hurt. Like, he's not out there. There's not landmines out there in the outfield. It's turf, you know?
Is he going to hurt his arm? I don't know. It's just, so here we go again. So now the Yankees, because of an injury, run into a position problem.
Yeah, but you still...
Remember they had an injury at third base? So let's put Chaz over there, and then all of a sudden you put Chaz over there, and then that's a mess.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, I'm a second baseman.
Right. And then
they got traded here. Hey, I'll do whatever they want me to do. I'll go anywhere you want me to go until I make like a bunch of errors and people start asking you about the errors. And then you say, well, I'm really a second baseman. You turn into Rafael Devers.
Yeah. And, you know, Ben Rice playing first base probably too much. Jazz over there. You know, not having Giancarlo Stanton in the lineup. It's just, all the money spent in the offseason, all the trades that were made, and it still feels like a team that's less than cohesive, to be kind. I mean, it just doesn't seem like they've got the right formula every single night. So, but getting Judge back could be the thing. I mean, he could go on a tear, but... I mean, he could. He's the best hitter in baseball. I mean, he could go on a tear and carry his team in a regular season.
You know what? I would hope.
But that's really the only thing.
But you're sitting down a guy that's actually mashing a ball now.
You are. They are, at least for the rest of this series. We'll see how it goes.
This is turf.
I mean,
come on.
I'm with you. I don't know.
What ever happened to real men?
And he looks like a real guy and acts like a real guy. I don't know if this
sounds like one, but I mean, like, you know, go to the Skip. Hey, Skip, get me in that lineup. Where do you need me?
I don't know if it's if he's just going along with it and is pissed off about not playing or what.
But then they would have to take Dominguez out of the lineup.
Yes. But I'd still rather have Judge and Stanton in the lineup together right now.
You can sit on my face.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday,
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. No one was happier than Jerry Recco this morning to have his buddy back. I could hear it in your voice.
Yeah, it was
a lot of solo warm-up shows, a lot of Fliegelman segments that you had to chop through while Al was gone. and then Al came back. I mean, man, it was really, you could really tell, knowing you, Jerry, that just in your voice, the happiness that Al was back. Now, that may last, I don't know, 1 day, 2 days.
Well, I mean, if he comes in tomorrow complaining about cable ratings, yeah, then yes.
It'll be over. The thing is, though, I definitely notice an uptick in your personality when Al is here.
Okay, that's
good. You're not so downtrodden. You know, you're not so, like, negative
about
things.
The only thing downtrodden is your crappy attitude when you make crap up about me. I've been fine, but it was very nice to see
you. I'm just saying, it's like a new Jerry today.
Yeah, well, I wasn't trying to say that his default setting is angry or upset or anything. I was just saying that
there
was...
But that's accurate.
No, it's not. No, what I was trying to say was during... It's just to do the solo warm-up shows and to, you know, he's doing the solo show. Not that he sounded, it just...
Well,
it's easier with Al's here.
And keep in mind, doing solo warm-up shows when the teams are falling all over themselves.
Yeah, exactly. So it
kind of sucks. It's so negative because you're taking over for a negative McMonagle.
True, but
he's
also
fighting with people.
The negativity of the teams. They stay.
Yeah, I know. But right, I, he's negative, then you're negative. And the nice thing about it is that when Al comes here, Al tends to be a little bit negative. Then you react to his negativity, which I think gives you great joy.
No, it doesn't, actually. What else?
That's it. That's all I got.
Well, at least for a day, they seemed...
Very upbeat today, Jer.
I was happy to see him.
So you're out there bopping around in the bullpen. I mean, I was like, all right, he's got some energy today.
You just go through life making crap up.
No!
I wasn't bopping around anything. I had my headsets on and I was chopping up Dan and Warwick.
No, you
oh
just,
my God!
Oh, Dan and Warwick. Okay.
No, I just. We'll get to it. Yeah, but that was bizarre yesterday.
Very much so.
I mean,
we'll get to it.
I got takes on it that I'll see.
All right. So we are brought to you by Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of MLB, Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. And yes, we are.
Why do I have to say that? Major League Baseball trademarks used by. With
I
permission.
Would think if they're the official sponsor, I would think that
you don't have to say that.
Well, I do because it's there, but I don't know why. I'm not sure.
Huh, that's weird.
Let's start in Texas because that game ended later than the Met disaster. Here were the Rangers and the Yankees. You got the big home run from Giancarlo Stanton, who just crushed the ball to center field. Be nice to see him on the bench now going forward. Anyhow,
would you play him in the field?
I would, 100%. I would.
I'm like, he's a world-class athlete, right?
Yeah, but they said they won't play him on turf. And it's possible back at home on the grass. That's what Meredith said during the game with her conversation with Boone. So he'll be a pinch hitter on turf.
It's not my decision, Boomer. You're looking at me like I made this decision. I brought it up in the open. He started yelling at me. I didn't make the decision. I mean, I would like him to play the field as well, just so you know.
And yeah, I know you know. I'm the only reason I looked at you that way... is because he had the same take as you did, and I guess that's written somewhere.
It's not
I didn't
a take.
See that.
We're reporting.
What's
what
reporting?
Said
yes, what you say? Yes.
Yes. It was nobody's opinion.
I mean,
balloon fest.
I am like just so sick of the protect. I'm like, this is.
I agree.
It goes back to the NBA and load management and all that crap. That's the one thing I appreciate about the Knicks. There was no such thing as load management, and I don't want to even.
Mikal Bridges
that word.
Plays too much.
What?
What's that? Mikal Bridges got your coach fired because he played too much.
Guy wants to play. I thought.
Yeah, but not when you... 30, yeah, all right, 34 so when his, minutes a game right, is good.
Well, he got his
$150
million extension. I get it. But, well, you know, once if this new coach, Mike Brown, comes in here and starts limiting their minutes and then their numbers go down and they don't make all-star teams, then everybody's going to be bitching about the amount of time that they're on the court.
Probably
These
right.
These guys have numbers because they play.
And play well.
Yes.
Play well. And they were the best conditioned team in that one series in the conference semifinals. All right, so Rangers-Yankees, you have Devin Williams on for the save late. I will play you the TV audio next hour because you had Ryan Rucco and David Cohen talking about how bad Peterson's been. He's batting 126, can't get out of his own way.
He's fat.
Sure. And then he...
Oh, he is.
And then
he's... His pitch swung on. Uh-oh. Fly ball deep right. Tie ball game.
Look at how big he is.
Peterson with a home run ties it at 5-5.
I mean,
he's batting a .125 or something.
126 before that home run, yeah.
Right. Had he been hurt? Had he not
I'm
playing?
Not following. I don't know. Good question.
But I think he looks a little bit thicker than he used to.
You might be right. So that tied the game at 5. The Yankee win off the board. They go to the 10th inning. And they intentionally walk a man to get to Josh Jung. And, well, this happens.
There's a 1-1. Swing on a high fly ball deep left center field. It's carrying out of here. Third row. Three-run homer. Josh Jung. And the Yankees have lost 4 consecutive games now. They're now 3-7 in extra inning games and 0-7 on the road.
And that works. Yeah. Dave Simmons again.
We suck right now.
And that was off Jake Bird, who as soon as the ball was hit, just put his head down because he knew the thing was out. And so 8-5, the final in 10. First, Devin Williams, the pitch to Peterson that got out.
I mean, I'm trying to throw it down and away there, miss middle, and obviously he did what he did.
Now, we'll mention the losing streak. They have not played well. The Yankees are 60-53. They're now tied with Seattle for second and third in the wild card race. Here's Williams. We are struggling.
Things haven't been going well for a while. And I think everyone's well aware of that, you know. I would say I'm trying my best. Sometimes that leads to the opposite outcome that you're trying to achieve. But, you know, at the end of the day, you got to get it done.
I appreciate him taking ownership of it. I really do. He's in front of the microphone. He's taking heat. He feels it. Jock Peterson's OPS is 503.
Yeah. What did he say? I'm trying my best, but sometimes that leads to a lesser outcome.
Yep.
So he's going to try.
Less?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Here was Max Fried, who, I mean, this guy was so good in April and May. His last several starts have not been good, and he gets the no decision. 4 runs on 8 hits and 3 walks over 5 innings. Had the terrible throw into center field. He's got 2 strikes on the batter. Just in terms of the way the team has played, collective issue.
It's everyone. It takes all of us, and, you know, we have each other's backs. But kind of, like I said, we just got to do it.
Yeah, well, they're not doing it right now. And Texas, by the way, just a game and a half behind them in the wild card race.
I think Jung's OPS is like, you know, less than 310.
There's no way he's got an OPS of less than 310, and he's still in the major leagues.
You sure?
Josh Jung? It can't be. 310?
No, Jung.
Young.
Young or Jung?
Young.
Third base.
Oh, well, the DH.
Josh Jung cannot have an OPS of 3. There's no way. It's not possible.
Sure?
Yes, I'm sure. There's no way. On base percentage, maybe, but not an OPS.
His OPS is 698, Jerry.
I need my glasses.
I was reading the wrong column.
I can't see a thing without my glasses.
Damn straight.
Tonight. How about handing me my glasses?
I just love that there was a man who went into a studio and recorded that stuff.
For what?
Exactly.
I don't know, but it works well for us. Tonight, Will Warren faces Nathan Eovaldi on the Fan. First pitch, 8:05. Aaron Judge expected back in the lineup, but he will be a DH. Now, I mentioned the Rangers, a game and a half behind the Yankees and the Mariners for that wild card spot or spots. The Guardians are now just 2.5 back, even though they were selling pieces. Their closer suspended. Here they were last night. They blew a 5-0 lead, but still wound up beating the Mets.
First pitch, bunted in the air toward third. Fielded on one hop by Beatty. Throws to second. It's off Lindor's glove. Rolls into right. Schneeman scores. Ramirez goes to third. David Fry gets to second base, and on a bunt, the Guardians take a 6-5 lead.
Small ball, Boomer. Small ball. Make him defend.
Right, exactly. Make him defend. Make him catch and throw
Good
it.
God.
God almighty.
They would score one more. Gabriel Arias.
I think there's also a hole in Lindor's glove.
I guess. I mean, there were holes in the Guardians' gloves last night as they couldn't seem to catch anything, but they win. And the Mets did. And Arias had a three-run homer in the sixth. He would add a sac fly in the tenth.
That was a bomb.
Yes. 7-6 was the final score. Mets got a run, but not enough. They also, we mentioned, down 5-0. Pete Alonso, 4-for-4, the three-run homer, the RBI single, but then he also struck out when they could have won the game. Here's Carlos Mendoza. It's a hard game to lose.
Yeah, it's a tough one there. Because, you know, after coming back, fighting all the way back, you get down 5 against a pretty good bullpen, and you're able to rally and, you know, tie the game and then just have some opportunities there, and we couldn't get the big one there.
No, they could not.
Somebody ask him, you know, why'd you put Beatty up instead of Vientos?
I don't know if they did ask him. I will find out. Did you see
Vientos? Lefty.
Did you see Vientos miss the pop-up in the first inning?
Yes.
Like, good Lord.
The amount of, like, just, and this is what happens horrible. When you're losing. When you're losing, it looks like this. It looks like this for the Yankees. It looks like this for the Mets.
I said to Al in the sixth inning with Manaea, I don't know if you saw it or not, but he throws a wild pitch so far out to the left, it hit the wall behind home plate. Alvarez, and this guy on third, I think Stephen Kwan was on third. Alvarez goes to get it, and then without looking, just throws it and airmails it over his head. Now, Kwan didn't score because they backed it up, but it looked like a mess. Here was Alonso. We were down 5-0. Tied it, had a chance to win, so I guess glass half full, maybe?
To be honest, it'd be more frustrating if we didn't do anything, if we just kind of laid down right there, and if it was just they shut us out or we didn't really score that many runs. So I think it'd be more frustrating that way. But again, like, pitchers threw the ball really well today. I mean, offense kept us in it the whole way.
Yeah.
Just to be accurate here.
Yeah.
You're going after Mendoza for the pinch hitting. He did not pinch hit Beatty for Vientos. It was because Mauricio was playing third.
Right.
And then he pinch
Vientos
hit Marte.
First.
Yeah, yeah. Vientos played first. So Marte pinch hit for Mauricio. And then Beatty came in defensively after that to play third base.
Yeah, but Beatty was up and rolled one over.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. You're right about that. But he did not pinch hit him for Vientos. Who was 0-for-4 anyway, even though he had a sac fly.
And by the way, Nimmo, 0-for-5 with 4 strikeouts. Not good. Mets have lost 6-of-7. Clay Holmes takes on LT Allen tonight. Okay. On Mets Odyssey Radio at 7:10. The Mets now a game and a half behind Philadelphia and the NL East as the Phillies beat the Orioles 13-3. All right, a couple of things from the NFL. At Jets camp, we are getting set for, I know we had the Hall of Fame game, but officially week one of the preseason. So for Aaron Glenn, getting set for everything this weekend.
This is game week. And we have to go through our procedure on how we're going to go about going through game week. And it's important for the players to understand exactly how I operate in that situation, going through all warm-ups, all those things. So this will be an important week for us.
And for him too, right? First real game as a head coach. I mean, it's a preseason game.
Yeah, as I told you yesterday, that's exactly what they're going through.
I wasn't here when you said that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Gotcha. Never mind. With the Giants, this isn't really necessarily the 2025 Giants, but I will take you back. You can stop this whenever you want. It's obviously a long phone call from years back with Dan and Warwick and Mike Francesa on the fan.
Dan and Warwick, what's up, Dan?
Hey, Mike. I just got a question about the Giants. In your years of experience, have you ever seen how the San Francisco Giants were once the New York Giants? Has there ever been either a franchise-to-franchise or maybe even player-to-player get-together when San Francisco comes to New York? Like, do they ever say hi, maybe, I don't know, go out to dinner or something?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Is there ever any interaction when the San Francisco Giants come to New York or vice versa?
The San Francisco Giants come to New York and do what?
So you remember the call.
Of course.
So yesterday, to promote Eli's new show, here he is, before I play Mike's part, here's Eli promoting his lunch with the Giants and the Giants, him and Sean O'Hara. This was the promotional video.
All right, we're just back from the annual Giants meetup. This is a yearly tradition where the San Francisco Giants are in town playing the Mets. And so, of course, all the Giants players get together for a little dinner and orange juice, a little brunch, as you call it, before they go play a game.
I think it's great. I think it's perfect. And I think Eli's the perfect guy to be delivering the message.
So is Eli and Sean O'Hara and Matt Chapman and
Logan Webb.
Logan Webb, thank you. And then here's the promotional video where Mike comes in.
So you guys have to get
Mike walks in.
they really do get together.
Then he walks out.
Anyway, I was thinking next year we should have a picnic.
I think it's great. I think it's very funny. That Mike actually leaned into it.
He did, very much so. Yes.
Well, because it wasn't him that looked stupid.
No, right? It was funny.
Like, if they would have done a thing on him sleeping when Sweeney was on the phone, he wouldn't have participated.
No, of course.
Because the caller looked stupid and not him. He was all about it.
So that caller was on the fan. I know he was on with the afternoon guys, too, but I know Sal had him on briefly. It didn't go so good.
You know why we're calling you today, right?
Nope.
The Giants posted a video of Francesa walking into a room with Eli Manning and Sean O'Hara of the New York Football Giants having lunch with Matt Chapman and Logan Webb of the San Francisco Giants, all based on your call 10 years ago.
Yeah, I heard that was a pretty famous call. I saw the old cartoon where I had a bottle of bleach and computers in the background.
What?
I think, you remember when they used to do that Mike cartoon
Mike
thing?
Mike-imation?
Yeah, Mike-imation, yeah. So I guess they did that call, and whoever did the Mike-imation had a bunch of computers in the background and a bottle of bleach.
That's strange.
Yeah.
This was a very strange call. You called him Evan.
Yeah, twice.
Which I'll get to.
Yeah, he called him Evan twice. Yes. So, I mean, so Hoffman had a take on this thing, because he didn't want to talk. He's like, it's a bad time, I'm going to Vermont, and I heard somebody was trying to get in touch with me, whatever.
I'm going to Vermont. So what?
That's what he said. He's like, I'm busy.
Have some syrup and call in.
So Hoffman had a take that as I was listening to this, and I hadn't heard Hoffman's take yet, that this is what I was thinking. Because he says that it was a prank call, which a lot of people assumed during the thing. But he says it's a prank call. People who prank are so proud of their pranks. I mean, Buchanan guy can't get enough of himself.
Right.
There's guys on X who post all their prank calls. Like, oh, I did this, I did that. People come up to me. Hey, I'm the slap your butt cheeks guy. You know, like all of these things. So he has what could possibly be, if it's a prank, the best prank there ever was, the most popular prank there ever was, and he's running away from it? No.
Seems like it.
No. So to me, this was a real phone call. He's been embarrassed by it for many years. He sees the animation where he's got a bottle of bleach there, and they're like, oh, my God. Like, they think
he's crazy.
Drink bleach. Right. They think I'm nuts. He's embarrassed by it and then wants no part of it. Because if he really did come up with that prank, he would be so into this thing.
I think so.
This would be, I mean, unless he's some sort of super accomplished whatever, this could be one of the greatest moments of his life.
Yeah, I don't understand why he doesn't lean into it. I have no idea.
Because I think he's embarrassed by it.
Why would he be embarrassed by it?
Because it's one of the dumbest things that's ever been said on the radio station.
Yeah, but it's also the way Mike reacted to it.
Yeah, but he was seriously asking the question.
Yeah. Like, he's just saying, oh, of course it was a prank. He's saying that now. But
you think he might have been serious originally.
Yeah, because he never, and then he went away. Like, if that were me and I made that good of a prank, and everybody thought I was serious, I would have called up, like, the next day and be like, dude, this is me.
Right.
I'm Dan. I'm a jokester. It's a prank. Like, I'm not an idiot. He did nothing. None of that. He just disappeared. He's embarrassed.
Might be right. Might be right. But whatever. It was fun for us. And the Spurs give De'Aaron Fox 4 years, $229 million.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Rough night again for both baseball teams. 888-808-1019. If you want to talk about it, as the pressure and the heat on the Yankees is as loud as it's ever been, as high as it's ever been. The Mets still just kind of treading water. I don't think anybody's panicking. I mean, they're annoying loss last night for sure after coming all the way back and wasting such a great night for Pete Alonso offensively, but still only two games back of the Phillies in the loss column and right there and winning that division. We all know how important that is these days, even though wild card teams, you know, they do win the World Series. It has happened. Last year, it didn't happen. You had two teams that were division winners that made it to the World Series, and the Yankees and Dodgers. I'd always prefer to win the division, get some time, figure it out, because that whole, you know, staying hot thing, I don't know if it applies every single year.
Well, I would think it applies more than not. I mean, teams going rolling right into the playoffs as opposed to sitting for 5 days.
Yeah, I mean, last year the Dodgers had no problem sitting, you know, and neither did the Yankees.
Well, they have, you know, Shohei Ohtani.
Okay.
And he wasn't pitching. He was just stealing bases and hitting home runs.
Yeah. No, I mean, they have a great team, but the Mets have a great team too. I mean, I don't know. I just winning the division is important.
You know, we talk about Juan Soto having like one of the best June months he's ever had in his career.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he leads them to the playoffs and goes off in October, everybody's going to be happy.
Oh, well, of course.
Everybody's just going to like, okay, he's here. This is what he's here for. And if he goes off and he's able to, you know, to lead them to a, you know, a deep playoff run again, then everybody will forget, you know, some of the, you know, shortcomings, if you will. I wouldn't even say shortcomings, you know, the lack of coming through more consistently.
Let's go to Chris in Michigan. What's going on, Chris?
Orangio. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Chris. What's up today?
I know. I'm usually more chipper and stuff when I call and kind of joking and stuff, but I'm not panicking, but I got to tell you, last night when I saw Mike Scarball not send Tyrone Taylor around the bases there, it was like a brain fart. And if that doesn't happen, I got to assume he's going to score. You watch the transfer throw. He dropped it. I know you don't know that's going to happen, but you guys were down 5 freaking runs and you're going to stop a guy for what? It would only been the second out, even if he was thrown out at home. Lindor probably would have advanced to third. I'm just a little shook on him making those kind of decisions in that situation. And I'm interested to hear your guys' opinion about it, because I thought that was the turning point, not so much the errors and the stupid stuff that happened.
Yeah, Chris, I mean, we got Mike Sarbaugh takes today, which is really, you know.
Here's all I'm going to say. Ronnie Darling explained it last night, and he did it within 10 seconds. And he did a good job explaining what happened, why it happened. And it's not a black and white play. That's the problem, you know. He is already being told to stop before the ball was fumbled. You know, so once the fumble happens, you're like, yeah, he should have scored. But, You don't know that that's going to happen, and well, that's exactly what the caller just said.
Yeah, but I also think that as a rule of thumb, I'd like the third base coach to be more aggressive than not, because stuff like that tends to happen. Like, we've seen such horrible defense in Major League Baseball this year, especially with the two teams that we watch.
How about when Rojas is very aggressive at third base for the Yankees? Then what happens?
Well, sometimes guys get thrown out and sometimes they don't. But
sometimes guys get thrown out by 20 feet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm someone who likes when the guy sends him, because you got to make really good throws. Things have to happen perfectly, and defense in Major League Baseball sucks now.
Honestly, I'm bleary-eyed last night watching this game. So when Cedric Mullins rips one, and I know the infield is in,
mm-hmm.
and he rips one to second base.
Yeah, it was a great play. Yeah,
and a great play by the Guardians second base.
Mm-hmm.
I think Pete Alonso was on third base. Now, in the same situation a couple weeks ago against the Reds, Juan Soto took off and made it home.
Yeah.
So, like, on contact takeoff. Now, I know that Pete Alonso isn't as fast as Juan Soto, but the second baseman in this case for the Guardians has got to make a diving stab. Maybe because the ball was hit so hard, or I don't know why Alonso didn't go on contact.
Yeah, and that was definitely the second out of the inning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Because I think Beatty came up next and then rolled out.
Could be another Mike Sarbaugh problem there. Third base coach for the Mets.
I'm just wondering. I don't know. You know, it's just one of those things. Like, when you're losing, when a team's losing, you're looking at every little thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, but the big thing to me was the Brett Beatty throw. I mean, that's really, that was the one.
Well, the other thing, too, is he got up there and he grounded out the second base.
Yeah.
Right before that.
Let's go to John in Bayshore. What's going on, John?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What up, John?
If I watch another Met strike out with the bases loaded, since Nimmo's home run against the Yankees, the Grand Slam, we have not hit a baseball when the bases are loaded. It is brutal.
Yeah, I mean, they're one of the worst. Yeah, I mean, in those situations.
They're one of the worst risk teams.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
You know that. We know that, John.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like Pete Alonso at that point, who you're talking about striking out with the bases loaded. I mean, they're not back in the game without Pete Alonso. And it's just like he had done everything he could to pull them back. And then if he would have had another big hit in that situation, it would have been an all-time.
It would have been Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, it would have been an all-time night for him. But yeah, I mean, it's that's been some of the biggest frustration. But I mean, they scored enough runs last night. You know, they were okay. I mean, offensively, they came all the way back and they were good. But it's a cumulative effect of seeing, you know, bases loaded, nobody out, one out, not getting runners in, runner on second, nobody out, stranding them there. It's just been the whole year.
Would you say that both teams are in a rut?
Yeah, definitely.
We're in a rut spot right now.
Malaise.
I don't know about malaise, but yeah. I guess if you combine malaise and rut.
What about in a funk?
Funk, malaise, and rut.
Which one you like?
FMR.
Yeah.
We got a little FMR going on.
A little bit of a funk. That's what I think.
Yeah, rut, funk.
Malaise. It's not good. I'll tell you that much. It's boring.
Sucks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.